DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Spencer Kimball in Bonn. Damascus has threatened retaliation for an alleged Israeli airstrike inside Syrian territory. In a letter to the UN Secretary General, Syria warned on Thursday that it had, quote, the right to defend itself. Damascus claims that Israeli warplanes bombed a research facility near Damascus early on Wednesday. But American sources have told the Associated Press that the Israelis targeted a convoy near the Lebanese border carrying anti-aircraft weapons. The weapons were reportedly destined for the Islamist militant group Hezbollah. Both Iran and Hezbollah have condemned the alleged attack. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexander Lukashevich said that the alleged strike could amount to a breach of international law.
If the allegations are confirmed, then it is our position that this is a serious breach of the UN Charter. This would be an unacceptable action against a sovereign government.
Israel has not confirmed the airstrike, but has warned in the past about Syrian weapons falling into the wrong hands. Iran has told the UN nuclear watchdog that it plans to increase its pace of uranium enrichment by installing more modern centrifuges. The Islamic Republic made the revelation to the International Atomic Energy Agency in a document obtained by journalists on Thursday. Tehran's admission could complicate talks, scheduled for next month, with world powers about its disputed atomic program. Western nations and Israel accuse Iran of covertly building a nuclear bomb, while the Islamic Republic says it's enriching uranium for energy and medical purposes. The U.S. and Israel have threatened to use military force to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Republican lawmakers have grilled U.S. President Barack Obama's nominee for defense secretary in a Senate confirmation hearing. Vietnam War veteran and former Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel faced tough questions on Thursday about his past positions on the Iraq War, sanctions against Iran, and Washington's relationship with Israel. Senator John McCain, also a veteran of Vietnam, hammered Hagel for opposing the 2007 troop surge in Iraq, while Senator Lindsey Graham criticized him for critical comments about Israel. Hagel defended his past positions.
So as you all know, I'm on the record. I'm on the record on many issues. But no one individual vote, no one individual quote, no one individual statement defines me, my beliefs, or my record. My overall worldview has never changed.
Democrats control 53 seats in the Senate and they have two independent allies, which means they can confirm Hagel without Republican support. If Hagel is nominated, he will be the only Republican in Obama's cabinet and the first Vietnam veteran to run the Pentagon. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. An explosion at the headquarters of Mexico's state-owned oil company, Pemex, has killed at least 25 people and injured 101 others. The explosion occurred in the basement of an auxiliary building next to the 52-story tower in Mexico City. There were reports that some 30 people were trapped in the debris from the blast, which damaged the first three floors of the auxiliary building. No immediate cause was given for the explosion, but Pemex said on Twitter that it had evacuated the building as a precautionary measure due to problems with the electricity system. The Wall Street Journal has reported that its computer system had been attacked by Chinese hackers. Dow Jones & Company, which owns the journal, said on Thursday that the hackers had sought to monitor the newspaper's coverage of events in China. That comes a day after the New York Times reported that its computer system had been breached by Chinese hackers, who then stole journalists' passwords. The Times said the attacks began after it reported that Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao's family had made billions in business deals. The Chinese government said the accusations were, quote, groundless. Unidentified gunmen have shot and wounded a candidate in Armenia's upcoming presidential election. Parduir Arikian was brought to the hospital after being shot in the shoulder outside of his home in the capital, Yerevan. According to Armenia's constitution, the presidential election could be postponed if one of the eight candidates cannot run. Spencer Kimball, Deutsche Welle News.